owner of der list der blosam adois is machaus a kutch about the models mamas bin khaber braben maybe bisse shom of vino and so on that all of these are in yanim that up is spiel term as term gehom habo and we saw in the first his shot the moral is saying that it's the opposite of what we learned before in terms of what the person is doing wrong. In the Mishnah before, the person is being shokeh into Gashmias. In this Mishnah, the person is rejecting any kesha between Ruchnis and Gashmias, and therefore being mevazeh things that are Gashmias, he's pushing them aside and saying that they cannot possibly have any Ruchnistic shaykhis, and therefore types of mitzvahs and inyanim that have them a gashmistic component, they're to be rejected. That was what he said until now. And then he explains the zelu masev al zeoma keish azeh shetachas kamrasa ilam bilti aguf hu efech oilam azeh shu gashmi. It says to this person who's tachlis is a world without guf, and in other words, which is what the philosophers had, that the world that's good and emes is a world that's minutic from any type of kashmias. The ama af keish peret toy maizim toyim enochegom haba. What's taket as zelu maser of enochegom haba? He's being medayik. Sorry, a difference in the two mishnayos. Here it says enochegom haba, and before it says moitzin asar min ha'olam. So he says, "Vama av keish biyore toyim asar toyim enochegom haba." Kashem is bach mishalom lechoyti behefach masheroitz mashechafitz. The nature of einesh is that a kadosh baruch hu rejects the person's drives and desires. In other words, a person, we're talking about somebody who is being choyte in a very fundamental way. It's not the pshat has been mikra at a taiva, mikra at this, but he sets himself down for a world of taiva or a world of intellectuality without physicality. So he says like this, Lefikach, misha oyesoy lam haza ika, v'doyche asichle shechotzwa lam haza, v'heim oyesan sheneskorom lefneze shem bali tainuk, also So the people in the Mishnah before, they are running after taivas because that's what they want. Those taivas, the etzim are moitzed them from this world. It's ki'ilu, I mean, there's a certain fit in the punishment, but the truth is, on a deeper level, this is really the nekuda. The Indian is that in anything, any mahalach that's not emes is going to destroy itself. So when a person indulges, even on a very physical level, when we indulge in taivas, the more we indulge them, at some point they start taking their toll. Let's say a person is big into eating, so. The achila destroys the person, and it takes away from the person the ability to enjoy. Same thing with drinking, alcohol or whatever it is. All of the inyanim that are not periodic, that are not the likus, they all have the tchuna that they take a person, the merachik a person from his tachlis, rather than bring him closer to his tachlis. So in the first Mishnah, the person who does more and more taivitika things becomes further and further away from he loses time in this world, and b'meila he enjoys less. So since this whole world is tainug, that tainug is omash. So it's built into the system itself that as the person pursues tanug el mazeh, he has less and less years to enjoy them in. V'chein oisem shem hefech zeh. V'im oisem shem shayinu hazeh gashmi klal nechshav. V'chol ha'maisen gashmi avki maisen tovim ein nechshav neklum. V'oimri kol inyan oda maskala belvad. Shebezeh gilom haba shukulay sichli. This is the opinion of the philosophers. The way they're always called in the Sfarim is that the ultimate toiv is a world that's kuli sichli, not so much the word ruchni, but kuli sichli and so on. L'chein nas evach machshavtoi ke'en l'chakum haba evach machshavtoi. So lemaisa, the person doesn't get an olam haba either. Olam haba is not attained by a person without mahalach.
Rabbi, the philosophers, and this day that he's quoting now, they had an emun in olam haba bechlal, and they
had an emun in olam haba in a very mechanical way. Moshe Ma'adav Adayim, I guess if I can give some sort of dogmatid. And again, it's not that I'm so familiar, but I'm using it as the way it appears. When you have all these Far Eastern religions, and they tell you, LaMarshall, that if you're menatic yourself in this world, you start enjoying a very, very spiritual panemius or whatever it is, that enjoyment is not... It's not ruchnis, so we don't say there's no God component to it. It's just a better way of enjoying yourself, because those chushim, they claim, are more enjoyable than physical chushim. But it's kind of an automatic thing they believed. Olam haba was not something that you attained or achieved by schar v'onesh or anything like it. It's simply like telling somebody, if you're going to be fit, you're going to be able to run 40 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a metzias that there is a great sichli, world of sichli. Adam can be nostalgic to it, and that's that. It's sort of much more mechanical and dry.
And this is what he means, that they won't even get that.
Right, because Olam Haba doesn't lie there. I want to talk about this a minute. Let's see the next two or three lines. Aval ma'isa Olam Haza shem ma'isa tzuyim ve'ma'isa mitzvahs. Avke ma'isim gashmim, he ma'isim ritzuyim Hashem yisbarach, v'koyin al yodem atzlochus olam haba, kolam haza prez olam haba. So he's saying a gewaldic point. The pashta pshat is, when you tell somebody this world is a prez olam haba, basically the setup is like this. Reuven has a lot of money, doesn't do too much good things with the money, is busy kind of drinking, doing all sorts of other things with it, and we tell him, you know, If you use the money, that will bring you to Olam Haba. But it's possible to get to Olam Haba through pure ruchnis, it means. If a person doesn't engage in the physical and a person is very sichly, then he can be in Olam Haba, and that's that. It doesn't require anything physical. That's the approach of those philosophers. The chiddush here is that olam haza, the prezum haba, means not only don't stop at the hallway, move on to the main banquet room. It also is fakert. There is no way to get to the main banquet room without going through the hallway. If you need to take wool from sheep and make tzitzis out of them, and you need to take animals, shech them, and you need to take everything that's part of life and use it, and that's the only way to get to Olam Haba. So Olam Haza is domal a prosder, is a chiddush both ways. There's the pashta chiddush, that it's only a prosder, and therefore... don't be stupid, don't be misakiv in this world for the snark and the other, keep moving forward, because and so on. That's one way. The second way is fakert. The second way to look at it is that the only way in which a person will get schar in the world to come is through this word, through using this word. shayach through gashmias. So it's shaking a luvin esrik or lighting oil gives a person a sense of hoidoyah in ways that other things can't. And eating matzah gives a person a time of chers. The olam haza of this world is a chreyachtika mashal, a chreyachtika oifin of getting into a deeper part of it. You can have one without the other. So the person who neglects mitzvahs, I think Sosema says by Kairach, it says Kairach is the talish called chelis. Let's say it over the other way. He asks, what was the einish of the vayiftach haspia? The Yitra Adam Aspia, where was the meeting connected me there? So he says, their taina was Talash and call it Chelis, and so on, you know, the sheep and the Talas, and so the answer to that is, so Sven says his begam was that he wanted Iris without Neris. He wanted there should be the Ruchni started without a Mokum Achiza in Teva. That doesn't exist. It needs every Ord as Ruchni. So B'meila, the Oynish for Korach was that it's the same, just like Adam would fall through, and if nothing held him up, that Adama has to hold him up. That Adama is like the Nair for the Eish. So a person to the Adama is Ruchnius to the world of mitzvahs. It's like the Nair to the Eish. And therefore, Nair is a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are the Nair. They're the Kli that has the Eish in it. There is no Eish, even though the Eish itself is kind of not the oil. I mean, even though we understand it is in a certain sense, but even though looking at it, but if there's no shayrish, if there's no chibur to oil, there's not going to be an eish. Just like if a person has seichel, the seichel goes may aver the person's physical brain, but without the brain, there's no seichel whatsoever. So here a person needs to understand that without the physical ruchniistic mitzias and everything that goes with it, there's not going to be any ruchnias coming behind it. Now, the sheer of it is, I mean, so the Torah says, you know, mitzvah that Yevshah says Nechem, Yevshah says Nechem, there is a sheer the Torah gave. In Torah itself, the people who, one of the big tainis against Chabad in its early days was that there's a subtle message that the Iker of Torah is the Pnimius of Torah, and you don't need to have the Chitzonius of Torah, and the Zul the Chitzonius of Torah is Gerim that it's monotic one Torah from the other Torah, and Ki'il you could have a Pnimius without the Chitzonius. I saw once Akdama in a Sefer, long time ago. The Sefer was written by somebody who was Beshaitoya of Choshevarov. He used to teach her a day in Tarvadas. And there's somebody from the older, someone whose son just passed away, actually. So he was an older person. In the end, I think he got some sort of fight in Chabad, but he was a Chabad Chosid. And he wrote a Sefer on Chulin, a Lomdash Sefer, which you were. And in his Akdama, he writes about the Mile of Chassidus, and he says, just like it used to be thought that a person needs to eat apples and oranges and vegetables and stuff to live, and that's good. And now we've discovered that it's not bad from the apples and the oranges themselves, but it's the vitamins and the tonics. Tonics was a quack medicine that they claimish distilled from different things, but besides the people thought that was so he says all it requires is the essence. Someday we're going to have a mitzias where you just drink the essence of something or the apple or the like the powder of something. That's enough. So to in Torah, that's the same mahalach. He's wrong on both counts. He's wrong scientifically. Scientifically, we understand today that a person's body does need the material itself. It's not just enough the vitamins or the chemicals. You need material. And in Torah, it's also wrong. And that was one of the tainus on that type of limud, that it began to de-emphasize when you have a grounding of Torah, of the Gashmias Torah, of a Shoshnag Sapara, of having Shavarim and Paris and Vladis and Chiyuvim and so on, and then you understand within that limud, you understand on the Kuda Muka Yaisa, then you have the Shleimus. That becomes a platform. But when there's a zulf on that chelak haTorah and a person doesn't learn it much or learns it very cursorily, then the pnimius of Torah becomes minutic from Torah itself and becomes its own entity, and that's led to a big part of their problems, is that there's no, it's like a helium balloon that's sort of cut itself off from its moorings and is just floating in every crazy direction. There is a certain miskeres. There is a certain framework within the Gashmias. All of these inyanim come from it. The Torah is full of mishalim. The Torah's pnim is full of mishalim. Torah's pnim is written as tamei mitzvahs of physical mitzvahs. That's chachma shabai. And if you cut it, if you divorce one from the other, you're that's in building a sheker.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the only hechatimtza. It's almost a paradox, but it's emes. The tachlis of Torah and the tachlis of Maaseh Mitzvahs is not the physical part, but it's the pnim shabai. But there is no such thing as a pnim without the physical part of it. The only the hair for the nimshal is through these mishalim. This is the only way a person can understand it. Somebody wrote a sefer. He was a Mizrahi Rav, a big Balkishin, B'shaitoi. And he wrote a sefer, was B'chaydech Hazanish, on Lamdis. But this person wrote it in a way that he ke'ilu wrote. Normally you write about the Kama, but and you say your Lamdis is Shtiklach. This person was kind of a Talmud or a Pshimon, I think, or a contemporary, and he wrote, he organized his Torah by the topics, the poil, the pool, and the nifal, you know, the mahus and the seiviv, a whole seif like that. And the Chaznish despised the sefer. It was part of everything wrong about the person, I think, that he felt. It was ki'ilu, the ship had lost its anchor and just floated off to sea. Torah is to learn the inyanim, and hamak in Torah is to understand the oimek shaboy. So the difference between this halach is here, that, the other. But when the philosophy becomes a thing by itself, just discussion of intellectual principles, that's a certain destruction of Malchut Torah. That's why Chaznish was very, very upset with it. Like upon him, the point he's making here is that the only hechatimtza that we have for any ruach nesefis is through this world, through these inyanim. And same thing with Moshal Shabbos. Shabbos is ruchnius and pure ruch and so on. But without getting dressed for it, without special macholim, without any yichud of physical things, you couldn't, you wouldn't deher in with mitzad pnimius to Shabbos. So someone asks, it's almost a tatisas. It's not, because that's the way it is. We deher these things through something else.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
Nope.
Okay, so I mean, this is the phone you're calling now is also it's a second line that I have, a regular line. The other line was on a computer. I disengaged it. I have to